This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Steve Hallstrom sitting in for Scott Hennon today on the program. Todd Mitchell keeping me company here. Todd, you and I did this, I don't know when it was, a couple of months ago, and we didn't break the radio, so I guess it worked out okay.
try as we might.
Yeah, we gave it a good effort, but yeah. We fell a little short there. So, yeah, so Scotty's got a family commitment here this morning, a funeral that he wanted to attend, and he said, hey, can you sit in for me? I said, absolutely. Glad to help out and do that. I've been on the air a little bit already this morning, 6 to 9 a.m. here in Fargo on AM 1100 The Flag, WZFG, for our morning drive radio program. And so it's kind of just like hopping back on the bike. So good to be hanging out with you and Manny and Rev and Todd, the whole crew here on the What's On Your Mind radio show. If you want to get in on the conversation today, we'd be glad to have you a comment on anything that's been in the news, anything we're talking about, or anything that we're not talking about. Toll-free 1-800-228-0550. Local in the Bismarck-Mandan area, 701-258-0550. You can text to the studio as well, 701-226-8503. And you can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Folks, if you want to experience the good things in life, the merchants of the Tioga Chamber of Commerce invite you to consider Tioga as a great place to settle your family, raise your kids. They support education in Tioga with innovative science, technology, engineering, arts, and math programs for school-age children. Tioga, the energy and innovation capital of North Dakota, located up Highway 40, 3 miles north of Highway 2. Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. For more information, check them out online at www.tiogand.net. That's tiogand.net. So in our last segment, before we went to top of the hour break, I told you that I had a little bit of a burr under my saddle today, and I'm not upset or mad or anything like that, but something just bugs me a little bit when I hear headlines or conversations going something like there was bombings on Palm Sunday, and 43 people are dead. They are Coptic Christians in Egypt. It's a little bit of a Department of Redundancy Department kind of a thing, because the word Coptic really is alluding to Egyptian. So we're talking about Christians, and the reason it bugs me just a little bit is because I think a lot of times we hear those words and we think, okay, well, that must be some, you know, odd sect of people that we don't know anything about. These are Christians just like people right here in the States, right here in North Dakota, Western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, Canadian provinces. This is who we are. And yesterday on Palm Sunday, the start of Holy Week, which we Christians, you know, this is as good as it gets for us. Christmas is pretty darn good, but if there's not Easter, you know, that's a pretty big hole in the whole thing. And so to see yesterday that there were two bombings, more than 40 people killed celebrating Palm Sunday, which is, I told my wife yesterday, I said, Palm Sunday is my second favorite Sunday of the whole year. Easter is number one, but Palm Sunday, just all that it represents and, you know, Jesus with the triumphant entry and all those things, it's as good as it gets. And here it's tarnished in a horrible, horrific way by Islamic terrorists. So when we say Coptic Christians in Egypt, we sort of miss the point that these are folks just like us that are trying to worship and honor the Lord in this Holy Week, and it obviously comes to a screeching halt for many. And when you saw the stories of people that were interviewed, leaders of the Christian faith in Egypt, it was almost a stunning reaction to me, because there wasn't horror, there wasn't terror, there was kind of just a shrugging of the shoulders, like, this is just kind of the way it is for us here. And we hear about, you know, groups that are chastised and groups that are, you know, marginalized across the world, groups that we need to protect internationally. We don't hear about the Egyptian Christians, but we're certainly thinking about them today. And this, friends, there's no other way to say it, that this was a big middle finger to the U.S. by ISIS. Make no mistake what this was strategic during the start of Holy Week, directed to the West, specifically to the USA. The Egyptian president, al-Sisi, visited the White House last week, hoping to kind of boost ties with the Trump administration. So you've got that going on, a little bit of a political current there. And you get Egypt reaching out to the U.S. and the U.S. saying, hey, you know, we need to sort of cut a little bit internationally, but hey, you know, we're glad to get to know you and thanks for all you're doing. And we want to have good partners over there in Egypt. So you've got that going on. And then Palm Sunday, start of Holy Week as well. I put a message on my Twitter account yesterday saying, please, President Trump, step up your efforts against Islamic terror, because these things, you know, this is not, I don't believe, drawing the kind of reaction that we got a couple of years ago when the 20 Egyptian Christians were beheaded along the waterfront. We all remember how chilling that was. I couldn't even bear to watch any of the video. I just saw the still frames of them marching these people out there. I couldn't handle it. And now here we are a couple of years later and this happens, and it seems like we've just gotten callous to it. It seems like we just kind of get numb to it. It just kind of goes over our heads. Well, I guess this is what happens. But shame on us if that ever really does happen, because we need to be reminded that these things are awful. And, you know, ISIS is pretty good at mobilizing people in different parts of the world. They're also pretty good at laying low for a while, getting you to believe that there's nothing going on, there's nothing to see here, move along. And then things like this happen. And it just absolutely turns my stomach, and maybe it does yours too. So there's that that we can talk about this morning. 800-228-0550. Locally, 701-258-0550. I'm a farm kid, so stories like one that's making the rounds here today got my attention. That the stocks of most farm commodities in North Dakota are up compared to a year ago. I guess it's not a surprise. A lot of farmers I know coming off two straight years of, you know, record yields and test weights and all those things, especially for beans and corn. But the U.S. Ag Department says in its North Dakota survey that in its latest report of wheat stocks, up 3% a year ago, total Durham wheat stocks up 52%. And corn and soybeans are the ones that I guess it stands to reason. Corn stocks up 53% from a year ago and soybean stocks up 61%. I suppose if you're in the bin building business, things have been pretty good, I would guess, for you here over the last couple of years or so. And prices are low. We all know that. It's not just oil, but it's also crop commodity prices as well that have really been really languishing. And so people are waiting and hoping that prices go up at some point. You know, if they don't, I imagine guys are going to have to unload some of those corn and beans, because there's a lot in stock, and Durham wheat as well. I wasn't familiar with Durham wheat, but apparently we've got a lot of that in stock as well. Sunflower stocks also up a little bit. Barley and oat stocks were down. We'd be interested in hearing from some of our listeners in the farming community. You know, what's your strategy right now? You probably have a couple of bins full, maybe more. Prices really aren't doing much of anything, and I guess barring some sort of Brazilian drought crisis or things in the U.S. having a bad growing season, that's not going to change anytime soon. So what do you do? You've got a lot of crop and inventory. What do you do? Would be interested to hear what you think about that. Also in the headlines today, we talked about this quite a bit on our morning news program here in the Red River Valley. Maybe not all the protesters at the Dakota Access Pipeline went home. The body of a man was found in the Cannonball River near the former Dakota Access Pipeline site. Yesterday, law enforcement officials say they recovered the body after getting a call around noon yesterday. Officers were on scene for 4 hours. They have identified the man, but they're not saying who he is until they notify relatives. Authorities say the man is not from the Bismarck-Mandan area, which I guess would not be surprising, because I know a lot of the folks that were there were not from in-state. And this would be, I don't know, Todd, correct me if I'm wrong, but have we heard of, like, any stories of people dying at the protest? We really have that one. I guess there was one elderly woman who was tied to a chair that drew some attention. But I don't know that we really heard any stories of anybody that died during those protests, did we?
Not aware of any, but you know, there's been some speculation that there's been, but certainly no official word from anybody. So I'd have to say no.
And I guess we don't want to assume that necessarily this person was a protester. I guess we don't want to make that leap, but there's certainly a chance considering where the body was found. And so we may have our first fatality, I guess you might say, of the protest, even though kind of everybody's picked up and gone home, or at least moved.
Well, Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer is supposed to have some more information out today as to what exactly did happen. So hopefully we can get to the bottom of that with some help from him. But, yeah, I guess we really just don't know. Could be anything. Could be just some guy out partying and passing out. Or I mean, who knows?
Yeah. All right. Markets are off on a tear this morning to begin the trading day. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 71 points at 20,727. NASDAQ is up 18 points at 5,896. The S&P 500 is up 8. And if you're wondering what's going on in the oil markets, which obviously a big deal here in North Dakota, there's a nice little rally going on there as well. WTI price this morning at 52.80, up 56 cents. The Brent price at 55.67, that's up 43 as well. So we've seen, after a little bit of a settling on the chart for a while, we've seen a little bit of movement. More of your calls, what's on your mind, coming up next. 1-800-228-0550. We'll be back with more.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the What's On Your Mind program. Steve Hallstrom sitting in for Scott Hennon, finishing up the 10 o'clock hour for you today. If you've got a comment or question for us, we'd love to hear from you today. 1-800-228-0550, locally in the Bismarck-Mandan area, 701-258-0550. You can text the studio, 701-228-8503. Todd Mitchell keeping track of the texts. for us here this morning. And the email address, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can email us as well, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Hey, folks, the PetraServe USA 4-for-4 deal is about as good as it gets. For $4, you get a personal pan, single-topping hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce fountain drink, and two cookies, two homemade cookies, for just $4. Got a family of five? You're eating for a $20 bill. How's that for value? And you have a lunch like that? You're not going to be hungry until supper time, and that's a good thing. PetraServe USA has also got all the ethanol blended fuels that your vehicle needs when the vehicle needs to fill up its tank, too. All the ethanol blended fuel varieties and blends that you need to keep yourself tooling down the road of life. You want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40. They got the choices for you at PetraServe USA. And you can register weekly for your chance to win one of $1,050 gift cards. The $50,000 giveaway going on at PetraServe USA, helping America feel better. It's 10:21 on the What's On Your Mind radio show. And Steve Hallstrom in here with you this morning, hanging out with you for a little bit until we have finished up the program here today. I did see a report over the weekend that I thought was pretty interesting. And it was misleading, but I don't want to say that the author or the newspaper were trying to mislead anybody. They told you the story. But if you look at the individual sports at NDSU and UND, there are none of them that make money on their own. And I guess I would have thought, you know, UND hockey, Bison football probably are money makers. And I think actually they are. But when you take a look at the expenses of the program versus the revenues of that program specifically, they don't. There are some sports like UND football that lose a lot, like $2.3 million. And even the hockey and hockey team at UND and Bison football on their own finish in the red. But what those numbers don't take into account are corporate sponsorships and things like that that certainly add money to the school that, you know, those companies aren't doing those things to support the track and field team. Now, I was a track and field guy in college, so I can say that. There's no mean spirit there. But, you know, you're not going to have companies across the state lining up to sponsor events at the school or, you know, fundraising things or game day promotions because the track and field team, it just doesn't happen.
So should you and Eve kept the women's hockey thing rolling then?
Oh, boy. There's another hour of the show that we could get
into. Well, because, I mean, if men's hockey at UND and Bison football also weren't profitable, because, I mean, it's pretty easy to make the case against women's hockey. Is it ever going to draw in the stands and the concession stand and the merch and all that stuff? Is it really going to draw like men's hockey, like Bison football? On paper, you wouldn't expect it to.
No.
But if those things are not making the money either, then what's going on here?
Yeah. Well, certainly you expect your sports, the ones that are not the mainstream revenue sports, really the only sports that have a chance to make money are men's hockey, men's basketball, and football. And again, this is not saying that this is a good thing or bad thing, it's just the way it is. And so you've got pretty much everybody else you expect to lose a little bit of money, but you can't lose $1.9 million a year. The University of Minnesota has it worse. They're losing $2 million a year on women's hockey. It's just an expensive sport, a lot of scholarships, a lot of travel. And for whatever reason, fans don't line up quite the same way as they do for men's hockey or any other sports as well. So we all feel badly for the people involved there. But what are you going to do? I mean, you can cut a lot of sports and save $100,000 or one that gets you $2 million. It sounds callous to say, but it's an easy decision to make if you're trying to figure out how to save money.
Okay, then why not cut UND football then? Because it lost, what was it, $2.3
million? $2.3 million. Yeah, I guess you'd want to see, you know, what kind of ancillary revenue comes from football with, you know, the game day promotions and those corporate sponsorships and things like that.
Well, let's just say you got to believe there's other money coming in there that's not reflected on that. There's got to be.
Yeah, there, so there has
to be. They just had, too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't always show up in the, you know, the University of Northern Iowa that NDSU and UND football fans know well. They've struggled every year with football, and that's kind of their big thing. Basketball, I guess, has always been their cash cow, but football's always been a marquee program. How many playoff appearances and, you know, winning seasons, and yet good athletics does not necessarily always mean good business. Something interesting I saw this morning, we talked about this on my morning news show today, a Minnesota lawmaker is hoping to help people with unpaid traffic tickets. And we got a lot of listeners in Minnesota. They're listening in the western part of Minnesota. A Republican representative from Elk River says he wants to allow people to get a provisional license so they can drive to work. Thousands of Minnesotans are caught in a bind every year, losing their driver's license because they can't afford to pay their traffic tickets. The Department of Public Safety reports that it revoked or suspended the licenses of more than 35,000 drivers last year. Now, here's my question. If we're going to give people a provisional license so they can drive, and their original license isn't any good anymore because they got so many traffic tickets they can't pay the fines, should we necessarily be falling all over ourselves to get these folks back on the road? I'm not trying to be mean-spirited to anybody here who, you know, is scrambling for money. We've all been there. Many of us are still there, trying to figure out how to make ends meet, paycheck to paycheck. That's how a lot of us live. But so this representative from Elk River says, hey, there's a lot of people who lose their driver's license because they can't afford to pay their traffic tickets. And we're not talking about parking tickets. We're talking about moving violations. If you're piling these things up at a place where you can't pay them anymore, do we need to necessarily be, you know, working overtime to get these folks back on the road? This to me kind of feels like one of those silly stories.
Amen.
Where you just say, I've got a pretty good way to make sure you don't lose your license on traffic tickets, and that is don't incur the traffic tickets in the first place.
Well, plus, now, doesn't anybody remember driver's ed? Driving is a privilege, not a right.
Exactly.
It's a privilege you can lose that can be revoked from you if you don't obey the law. Oh, wait. Does obeying the law ever matter anymore?
You know, it's supposed to. And I don't know.
To protest the pipeline here, did it?
Yeah. Right?
Seemingly.
Yeah. I don't know. This to me just seems awfully silly. You know. If you, hey, look, we all get a speeding ticket once in a while. We all get something here and there.
Even
right?
Steve Hallstrom? Are you kidding me?
Oh, goodness sakes, yeah. We've all had, although it's been a while, now that I'm talking about it, I'm sure it'll happen this afternoon when I'm
Yeah, I was going to say, on your way home today, jinxy.
Yeah, I've just done it, yeah. So, I guess the point is, don't run up a bunch of traffic tickets.
Right.
And then you won't have to worry about paying them, whether you're doing well in life, if your ship has come in, or whether you're scrambling to make ends meet. This to me is like, remember when government was set up? Government was set up to like provide for national defense and roads and schools. Now, government seems to be this tool where we try to make everybody's life better.
Yeah.
And I think we've sort of lost track of what the founding fathers wanted the whole government thing to be. Basic needs, protections, maybe some schooling once in a while. Now we're trying to figure out how to get people back on the road after they've incurred so many moving violations they can't afford to pay the tickets.
You darn Minnesotans, good grief.
They'll do it for this segment. When we come back, Troy Coons from Northwest Landowners on the What's On Your Mind program.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Steve Hallstrom sitting in for Scott Hennon for the second hour of the program today. I want to tell you folks about MBI Energy. And at MBI, they have got some great career opportunities. They encourage employee involvement, career development, and a healthy work environment. MBI, one of the fastest growing service companies in the North Dakota petroleum industry. They are an industry leader because of their people. They can offer their employees a wide variety of job positions and opportunities for advancement in this exciting industry. MBI's extensive safety and training programs and quality equipment show statement to their dedication to the safety of their employees and the environment. MBI Energy Services values their employees' health and well-being. As such, they extend a comprehensive benefit plan to their eligible employees and their dependents. For more information, go to MBIEnergyServices.com, MBIEnergyServices.com, and click the Join Our Team link to complete an application. 10:33 here on What's on Your Mind. Steve Hallstromman for Scott Hennon today. Time now for Focus on Legislature today. We're pleased to have on the phone lines with us today Troy Coons from the Northwest Landowners Association. Hey, Troy, how are you today?
Hey, good. And you, sir?
Doing very well. Thank you. Appreciate you making some time for us. A few things going on in the legislature that we wanted to catch up with you on. Governor Burgum signed a bill on Friday that changes the threshold for reporting oil spills that are contained on well pads. House Bill 1151, as it has been known, a proposal that the landowner group, and Troy, I won't speak for you on this one, but it sounds like you had some concerns on this one. Tell us about your thoughts on House Bill 1151.
Yeah, this was a bill that we've been opposed to. We didn't mind taking the original rule language and putting it into law, but changing the reporting trigger from one barrel, 42 gallons, to 10 barrels, 420 gallons, we thought was heading in the wrong way. You know, that's not what we should be doing nowadays. We should be trying to find root causes of spills and leaks and trying to narrow it down to do a better job instead of leaving a larger threshold there. We had worked with the legislature a lot on this. We had met with the governor last week about this. There was a study done in that come out of the 2015 legislative session that said we should deal with data management and reporting practices and find root causes of things. And that's the avenue we thought we should be going towards, is finding what the root cause of these spills are. Better data management to make sure the data is true and honest. You know, none of us really know with the way it is now. So we thought that should have been the avenue we should have took instead of raising the threshold to make the statistics look better.
The governor has said that he thinks that it's important to keep North Dakota standards in line with the federal reporting requirements and continue to have that accountability with industry groups for cleaning up the spills. What is the fault in the governor's logic, do you think, Troy?
Well, I guess I think that a lot of times we don't look to the Fed to be the answer. At least that's what I hear a lot, and that's how I feel. They don't always set maybe the best precedent. If you look at, say, some of the other states like Alaska or Texas and such, they don't go to that standard. They set their own standard. And when you look at the other top producing states that are closer to what we do, you know, they're not at the 10 barrel. They're at 8 gallons or they're at 5 barrels. And we had proposed going to 3 barrels, you know, which was a 300% increase from where it is. And we just thought the key first should be, let's get the data reported right. Let's get the forms figured out. Let's get the analysis right and then make these decisions once we knew what true data we were working off of.
Yeah, I was gonna, you answered the question I was going to ask you next. If there was a spot between 1 and 10 barrels where it made sense for you, if you're going to be hard and fast on 1 or, yep, or something different than that. You said 3 barrels you'd have been okay with. A middle point there would have been fine?
Yeah, that would have been. And, you know, you have to look at what the other states are doing and why they're doing it. And so, yes, we had made that offer as an amendment to do that, you know, and so, yeah, and end up compromising on a lot of these ones. It just didn't happen that way. And our main sticking point was none of us know what the true data is saying. And that's where it felt like we should get the reporting process narrowed down to one central point instead of three agencies, get uniform reporting documents so that can be analyzed properly. Because if you go to the health department, you get one thing. DMR, you get something else. Go to DES, you get something else. So it felt like that was going to be the proper avenue to take us.
Governor also on Friday signed Senate Bill 2327 creating a standalone Department of Environmental Quality, and it separates the Environmental Health section out of the Department of Health. It kind of creates a different agency there. What do you think about that? And what does your agency feel like, or what does your organization feel like? Do you have any strong opinions on what happened there?
Well, for the last 2 years, we'd worked with the health department on saltwater brine spill guidelines. It took us 2 years to work well with the agency. We had visited with them about this. They say that it will function the same as it has, but it will be a standalone agency. They did not have any concerns about it, so we felt comfortable that it did stand alone. The one thing that we wanted to see changed was the representative on the advisory board. Currently, it's a very large board, and Ag did not have really much representation. With the splitting of the department, they were trying to determine a new board that would guide this cabinet position, and we were fortunate that the legislatures took our guidance on that and gave us kind of an equitable representation based on size of the economy that Ag brings in and the land base. So we feel real comfortable where this one's heading.
Okay. How about the session overall? What other bills and what other movement have you been following in Bismarck?
Well, there was a lot of stuff. You know, we were involved with 2225, which was the trespassing bill that was defeated. You know, we felt that from a constitutional standpoint, if you own property and you have care, custody, control, and you have the liability of it, you know, you shouldn't have to go out and post it. You know, there should be a request to be able to be on the property because you end up having the liability. But that one was defeated. Then House Bill 1244, which was a water bill that was going to deal with water boards and their procedures and working with county commissioners, that one was defeated. We were working there to have language inserted for partial takings, which is like an easement, and then also earlier notification in the development process for the property owner. They're usually the last step and kind of rushed at the end. But that one was defeated. 2236 was the Ombudsman Program in the Ag Commissioner's office that helps people with pipeline issues. That one we were able to get extended because that was a pilot program, so we're excited about that. Within that, we were also able to add language to get it to deal with TSC pipelines and wind farms. So that was a big win there, I think. Plus, we were able to put some language in the PSC budget about doing a wind farm study. So when they're citing and you have hearings on that, right now the landowner, property owner, doesn't always have the same equitable resources that the industry has to argue the case. So this way there'll be a study, and then the PSC will have that data to work from.
I'm visiting with Troy. Go ahead, Troy. Sorry.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going
to
say we're visiting with.
To be quite honest.
That's okay. That's why we have you on. We like to hear what's going on. Now, Troy Coons is our guest. He's chairman of the Northwest Landowners Association here on What's on Your Mind. So, what's left on your radar now as things are winding down in the legislative session, Troy?
Just some of these department things. You know, the bigger agency bills, you know, that are closing down, just watching, make sure there's no big surprises towards the end there. Most of the other things are kind of coming to a conclusion, and, you know, we won some, we lost some, we were able to protect some property rights, we were able to advance some agency guidelines, and so one comment I'll make, I think with that House Bill 1151 you mentioned, I think there'll be a big rulemaking process that'll have to take place now just to deal with that change and how all of that'll get handled. So that'll be a fairly intense undertaking.
And Troy, for those that aren't familiar with your organization and what you do, tell us a little bit about how the organization got started and what the mission is of the Northwest Landowners.
Well, we got started based on wind energy, and there was a lot of very poor easements out there, and we felt that if we were organized and you have numbers, you can go to the state agencies, you can go to the industry and work back and forth in a more uniform, cohesive way. So what we do is we try to educate, be a conduit between the state agencies, the landowners, and industry. So we educate and try to find a fair and balanced approach to development.
Well, very good. Troy, always good to get the updates there. How many people are members of Northwest Landowners? And do you have members all across the state, or do you tend to have your members just from generally one region of North Dakota?
No, our membership actually is all across the state. And then also some of the members live in 26 other states, but they own property in North Dakota. We have
very good.
About 500 farm and ranch families and property owners that are members.
Okay, and most of those folks are thankful that things have quieted down out at the Dakota Access Pipeline site as well, I'm sure. Yeah. A lot of folks there really were some of the victims out of that situation there altogether. Well, Troy, great to have you on the show. Thanks for the updates on everything going on in the legislature and for the kind of 101 on the organization for those that haven't heard much about you before. So thanks for joining us here on What's on Your Mind today.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks. Same to you. That's Troy Coons, chairman of the Northwest Landowners Association, giving us his thoughts on the legislative session, what has been happening there. Hey, folks, North America's largest tank trailer manufacturer is looking for tank trailer mechanics in North Dakota at their Kilder and Williston locations right now, and they're paying up to $32 an hour. Recruitment manager for the Polar Service Center, Adam Newsom, gave us his cell phone because he wants to hire people now. That might mean you. Wants to hire you now. 701-495-0997. They're looking for trailer technicians who can do suspension systems, brake jobs, electrical repairs, and if you can weld, fabricate, and you're a certified tank inspector, you can make up to $32 an hour. They also do on-the-job training. You could be making $32 an hour for a great company, Polar Service Center. They're in Kildare. They're in Williston. Call Adam right now, 701-495-0997. Great benefits, 401k with a match, full health care, low deductibles. You're going to love this. Call Adam, 701-495-0997. We'll be back with Chris Berg from 630 Point of View when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Apache is not some other sprayer company. They're the sprayer company the others keep talking about. It's been a windy spring. Drift is always a worry to producers. Apache sprayers, though, have an electronic drift management system, allowing you to select your droplet size and manage that through the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling. Their customers have made it clear they work hard for their money, and when they spend a dollar, they expect to get the most for their time and energy. High Plains Apache respects that. That's why High Plains Apache works hard to earn your business. That's why the Apache Sprayer works hard for you. You can visit them basically across the road from Bonanza, 1701 East Side Court. Apache, High Plains Apache, not some other sprayer company. Steve Alstrom sitting in for Scott Hinnon this morning on the What's On Your Mind radio program. Time now for a visit with Chris Berg, host of 630 Point of View, 630 on KX4 in eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota, and 9:30 p.m. on West Dakota Fox for Western North Dakota. You can follow him on Facebook, and you can follow him on Twitter as well. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy Monday, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you. Chris, wanted to talk to you a little bit about you know, the dominoes that are falling now over in the Middle East. There was a lot of debate last week, and I had a kind of a Twitter exchange with a very knowledgeable person who said, there's Trump throwing away the Constitution. And I said, I don't know that, you know, we're not declaring war. And basically the point was, you got to bring in Congress if you're going to declare war. I don't know that it was a declaration of war. This was kind of just a, hey, just so you know, we're paying attention there, El-Assad, and just to make sure that, that you know that you can not just kind of gas your own people, we're going to stand by. So, but I know that you have been thinking a lot about how the dominoes are going to fall there and what the overall foreign policy looks like for Trump. What do you think on this?
Well, I think it's obviously a huge reversal from what he's been saying up until just even last week. I mean, heck, the Secretary of State said, hey, if Assad's going to be removed, it's going to be up to the people of Syria to go back and look at Trump's tweets, Trump's campaign speeches. It was America first, America first. We don't need to get involved in this stuff. Reporting is that Ivanka came to Daddy and said, look, Daddy, you got to do something. I mean, this just isn't right. Obviously, those pictures and video coming out of Syria are heartbreaking. I think the thing with Trump is he's such a strategist is that he thought, okay, guys, give me your plans. This is terrible. But also to leverage, because he's all about leverage, to leverage this deal, here's how we're going to make this go down. I want this. I mean, because you got to think about this. They went off at like 3:40 in the morning in Syria. Whether it's 3:40 in the morning or 12 midnight or 6 in the morning doesn't really make a big difference Syrian time. Where it does make a big difference is the fact that Donald Trump was in his situation in Mar-a-Lago, comes back, sits down with the president of China, and then is able to look him in the eye and go, hey, just so you know, we just dropped 60 tomahawks on Syria. Mm-hmm. And to get his reaction and to show him and North Korea that, look, man, there's a new sheriff in town. We mean business. The problem I have is, okay, this may give him some kudos around the media and with, you know, bipartisan kudos, but what's the long-term strategy? And right now, because Trump seems to go with the last person that talked to him, we really have no idea where this thing's headed.
And we're not going to know his overall strategy, right? I mean, none of us want him to come out and you take out a full-page ad in the Washington Post and say, here's what we're going to do. But maybe this is part of the strategy, is just to, first of all, let people know that we're not going to get pushed around, and if we see things that offend our common decency, we're not going to stand by and do nothing.
But so my question to you is then, so tell me how this strike puts America first.
Well, it lets people in America know, first of all, that we've got decency in the White House and we're not going to stand for things like this. And second of all, it puts everybody around the world on notice that if you do atrocities against people that offend our decency, we're not going to stand by. Is this going to reshape foreign policy or lead us to some big strategic win in China? No. But after, you know, 8 years of going around and telling everybody we're sorry for every bad thing we ever did, isn't this an important move for us to make?
I think it's the right move to make. I just, you know, so what's next? And you look at what happened, obviously, over the weekend in Egypt, and Trump spent a lot of time on the campaign trail talking about, hey, you know, who's really being eradicated in the Middle East right now are Christians and Coptic Christians, and I'm going to do everything I can to protect them. Well, mm-hmm. Now that we've set a precedent that, which, by the way, everyone thinks that Trump hates Muslims, these bombs that we blew off would obviously protect young Muslims in Syria. So that's one thing, but now where do you cross the line? You know, I mean, to a mom, whether your baby was killed by sarin gas or a traditional bomb, your baby still is not alive. So where do we draw this line now in the administration to go, okay, that means that we're going to go blow off some tomahawks, and this doesn't? It's very blurry right now.
Yeah, and you make a good point there. This, the fight against ISIS, is the one that the American people have wanted way more than, you know, nobody during the campaign said, let's go get Syria. But now you'd kind of expect something to come from Trump because he talked so strongly about taking on ISIS during the campaign.
Yeah, and the thing is, if you go and talk to any Christians in Syria, they're going to say, thank goodness for Bashar al-Assad, because otherwise I'd be dead right now because of al-Nusra and ISIS and all these other, you know, terrorist organizations that are trying to take over Syria. So, again, I'm obviously not backing, don't hear me wrong, I'm not backing Assad in any way. I mean, what he did is deplorable and disgusting. All I'm saying is that it's such a quagmire over there that I don't know how 59 tomahawks makes it any better with Russia trying to take position, other than the fact that I've got the president of China sitting at dinner with me, and I can kind of, you know, puff my chest out and go, hey, buddy, games are over. Yeah. You know, there's going to be new rules.
You can see him every night at 6:30 on KX4 in Eastern North Dakota and Western Minnesota, 9:30 p.m. on West Dakota Fox for Western North Dakota. Chris, we'll be watching tonight. Thanks for the time. Have a great
day. Thank you, sir. You too.
All right, Chris Burke, catch him tonight at 6:30. That'll do it for our show today. Scotty's back in the chair tomorrow. Thank you to Todd Mitchell, to Manny, and Matt Revtie, and everybody for helping us work through it here today. Have a great day, everybody. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Scott Hennen back at 9 a.m. tomorrow for the What's On Your Mind program. Talk to you then.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables. And Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables. Too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best built, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.